Welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Epic Show, and now it's time to do our weekly segment with Frank Famarico, captain of the Notre Dame football program. As far as in 1973, he's done it all at Notre Dame, and he's with us each week to give you an update on what's happening on campus and the Rebel and the Irish football program. Now, we want to thank our sponsor for this segment every week. That's Station Casino's STN Sports app. The most trusted, reliable way to bet race sports in the state of Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. Just go and visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Famarico, welcome back, buddy. It's been a long, quick week and a struggle or a little bit of a scary week with Boston College.
Well, Coach, glad to be with you. James and I had some real good talks about this game against Boston College. You know, the positive thing here is that we won the game. And I don't think Notre Dame played as well as they could have, especially in the kicking game. We missed two extra points and a field goal. And when you do that, you know, it kind of puts pressure on the offense and defense to perform even better so that they keep the other team at bay. And what happened is that Boston College a couple of times, I would say three or four times, were inside the 20 and scored once, field goaled once, but they could have scored a couple of more times and it could have been disastrous for Notre Dame. But they were able to stay on top of it, keep Boston College at bay, and were able to come home with a victory. And Coach, there were some great plays by our quarterback, C.J. Carr. He is really looking poised out there. He has confidence. You can see he's in control of the game and the offense. He hit Fields for 40 yards and a TD. He hit Faison for 46 yards. He hit Pauling for 44 yards and a TD. And he hit Reardon for 30 yards and a first down. And, of course, Jeremiah Love had a spectacular 94-yard run, which really dazzled the crowd. I mean, he was flying. He's a real fast player, and he has tremendous sense of where to pick the hole. So as far as the offense is concerned, they really didn't run the ball that well. If you take that one play out of the equation, they only ran for some 42 or 43 yards. So that was a big play for the Irish and at the time it was only 18-10. And for a short time it was 12-10 in the third quarter. So it was a very close game. And I think Notre Dame fans were expecting and waiting for Notre Dame to explode offensively and keep scoring, but they couldn't. And, they scored, but they weren't scoring as quickly and as often as they could have.
You know, Frank, I don't mean to give a negative point of it, but the extra point, the field goal kicking and so on, that's been a menace. It's cost them a game already. How are they going to fix that as far as now they're in the college football playoffs rankings? It comes down to a field goal or an extra point. What would Notre Dame do? Just start to go for two on everyone?
Well, I think they need to really work on their extra point and field goals. Burnett right now, he's hurt. And he's trying to play, but he's hurt. I mean, they could probably recruit somebody from the soccer team. I mean, that's something that's been done over and over. And, you know, it's a little late in the game to do that. You would think they'd be working on that throughout the year. But the center is the snapper, long snapper or short snapper is very good. The holder did have, Tyler Buckner did have that one mishap on the snap. That was fatal as far as that game was concerned. That was the difference. But Coach, I think it's just something that they keep working on every day at practice. And, of course, the pressure starts building up, especially when these games get closer and closer. This week we have Navy, and I think Navy is going to be a very good opponent. They lost last week to North Texas State. But when you look at the series, Coach, I was talking to James about this. He was telling me that Notre Dame leads the series 89 wins to 13 losses. I think it's about 12 or 13 years since Navy won in the past. Their coach, Brian Newberry, is 15 or 22 and 11 right now. And last year, they beat Oklahoma in the Armed Forces Bowl. So they're used to playing some great competition. And I think they're somebody that you can't take lightly. Coach, what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to control the ball with a triple option. They do a great job. Horvath, their Blake Horvath is their quarterback. He has a good arm. He's thrown for almost 1,200 yards and 7 TDs. But, Coach, he's run for almost 1,000 yards already. Alex Tetsa has run for 523 yards, Chapman for 360, and Heinrich has 340. They all can score. And I think when you're playing against this kind of offense, it's all hands on deck for Navy. They're going to try to beat you any way they possibly can. And, Coach, from personal experience, I can tell you that these midshipmen or cadets or the Air Force Academy, none of those guys quit. They're going to keep, the score could be 40 to nothing, but they're still going to be flying around. So I think it's going to be an entertaining game. And the game is on Saturday night on the 11/8/25 at 7:30 on NBC. And it's a spectacle, Coach, because the Navy midshipmen come marching into the stadium, and it's really a great event to have Notre Dame and Navy playing against each other. So it's going to be fun to watch.
Frank, let me ask you. Frank Pomerico joins us here with our Notre Dame football report. Frank was the captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. How does James feel about the time of preparation Notre Dame has to get ready for the triple option? Doesn't give them a lot of time as far as preparing themselves where they don't see this offense but once a year.
Well, Coach, I think they work on it in the spring and in the fall before season starts to make sure that they have some kind of concept of what's going to happen here. And I think this is an offense that can hurt a defense that's not used to it. And for a lot of teams that play Army and Air Force and Navy, they have trouble adjusting, usually in the beginning, and hopefully they do by the middle of the game. But Navy is maybe the best one at running his triple option right now. And it all comes down a lot of times to the quarterback. And Blake Horvath is one of the best in the country. He's thrown for almost 1,200 yards, and he's run for almost 1,000 already, Coach. So he's somebody that the Irish are going to have to key on pretty closely, because if they don't, he's going to be able to hurt you.
Well, again, too, the closing four games of the season are going to be one game at a time, because everybody wants to line up and beat Notre Dame. They're the number one team on their schedule every year. They've got great traditional rivalries like Navy. And then, oh, I don't want to talk about Pitt. We don't want to get too far ahead. But that trip to Pittsburgh, that's scary.
Oh, Coach, Pittsburgh right now, I believe, is 6-7-2. So you know they have the horses to play against Notre Dame. And Narduzzi is very familiar with Notre Dame with his 12 years at Pitt, but he was also at Michigan State and played against Notre Dame when D'Antonio was the head coach and he was the defensive coordinator. This is going to be an exciting couple of weeks here with Navy this week and then the following week at Pittsburgh. Notre Dame has to buckle up, strap it on, Coach, and they can't have any kind of mental letdown, because if that happens, they can have a November trip up that will cost them a chance for the playoffs. And I think if they stay focused and they put their best foot forward, they can beat the rest of the teams on the schedule. But they're all coming to play Notre Dame, or Notre Dame's going to play them. They're going to be ready to play Notre Dame, and this, for some of these teams, is going to be their bowl game. I know Syracuse is not doing as good as they thought they were going to do, because Steve Angeli, who was at Notre Dame last year and was now the quarterback at Syracuse, tore his Achilles tendon. And at that point, Coach, he was the leading passer in the country. So, you know, he was looking forward to playing Notre Dame. And it's not going to happen, unfortunately, for Steve, because I'm sure it would have been a great game. And Pitts and Syracuse would have been a team that had a few more wins than they have now. I think they're 3-5 right now. They probably could have been the other way around, 5-3 or maybe even 6-2. So it'll be interesting to see. Also, we have Stanford down the road as well. Now, Stanford has 3 wins already, which last year they struggled. But they have a new coach, Frank Reich, who used to be an NFL coach, and they have Andrew Luck as their general manager. So, Coach, I see Stanford moving forward in the next couple of years, and they're going to be much more competitive with that kind of leadership. So we'll see what happens, but I think the first game we have to pay attention to is Navy, and they can be a woolly booger. They're somebody that you have to watch out and make sure that you are taking care of business, because if you don't, they're going to be right with you, and they could hurt you, Coach.
Frank, let me tell you, you sent me these beautiful pictures of you out in the morning taking your walk with your dogs, and today you said 38 degrees, so it's really getting to be football weather, isn't it?
Oh, Coach, well, early this morning when we woke up, it was around 36, 34 degrees, and they're expecting snow this weekend, so, you know, you may see some white stuff coming down. It's getting to that time of year, and the one good thing it used to be for Notre Dame that they would be practicing outside in the snow and very used to it. But now they have a gorgeous new indoor facility. So a lot of times they'll be playing and practicing in the indoors. If the weather is too hot or if it's too cold, they'll be inside, which doesn't give them as good an opportunity to get used to it. But I'm sure Coach Freeman takes them out and makes sure that they get used to the cold weather. But just walking around, going to class and to practice, you're gonna feel the cold. That's for sure, Coach.
Well, Frank, I tell you, I really appreciate you being a part of our shows every week, every Tuesday and Wednesday night with our Notre Dame Football Report. I want to thank you. I want to thank James for all the information you pass all of our listeners out there, no matter where they can be. I want to wish you and the Irish fans the best of luck, and I look forward to having you back with us next week.
Coach, thank you very much. Just a quick shout out to Bill and his wife, Rhonda, in the Midwest here. They're great fans of ours here at Notre Dame Report. And so I just want to give them a shout out. I look forward to talking to you next week, Coach.
Thank you very much, and good luck, buddy. Again, that's Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame, joins us every week. And I guess I should tell you again that this segment is brought to us by Station Casinos, SDN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. Just visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. So buckle up when we come back. Yes, more football. Mark Wallington will be joining us from UNLV with our UNLV football report. Mark is the associate athletic director there in the sports information department and also director of media relations. So I'm Harvey Hyde with our Coors Sports Topic Show. We'll take this time out with you, and we'll be right back.